The Alaska Territorial Guard was a group of volunteers that enlisted virtually in the Territorial Guard of the state of Alaska during World War II. When the normal National Guard left the state and left the state actually unprotected, there was not enough soldiers in Alaska to take on the Japanese army, if you will. And when they took over Attu and was bombing Dutch Harbor, there was really no force left in the state, and so each village brought forth its best men from the ages of 10 to 80, if you will. It's quite an age span there. It was those that were too old or too young to be drafted in the active military. They stood up and enlisted in the Territorial Guard of Alaska to defend the state, or actually the territory, against the Japanese.
10-year-olds?
10-year-olds, yes. In some villages, they would take the 30-06 that was issued to the men, and it was a 1917 Eddystone rifle. They would make a mark on the rifle, and if the child was larger than the height of the rifle on the wall, then they were allowed to enlist in the military.
That's incredible. And 80-year-olds, too.
And 80-year-olds, too, as well, yes. And not only that, there was 32 women that served as well. They were nurses. They were out of Kotzebue. And we had one lady that served on the infantry side. That was Laura Betts from Haycock, and she was an excellent shot.
And so how many ATG members were there throughout Alaska?
There was just over 6,400. Our numbers sometimes go from 6,418 to 6,410. But as we scrub through our list, we find some people move from village to village, and so we'll find the same name on the list. So we're right around 6,410 right now, currently.
And how many were from the YK Delta?
Just over 1,000 was from the YK Delta.
So in 2000, the state recognized ATG members as veterans of the United States military?
No, in reality, what happened was Senator Stevens got a bill passed that recognized their service as active duty service. Their service was always recognized, but it was never recognized as active duty military time, which allowed them to receive extra benefits within the federal VA system. They gave them headstones and burial benefits, and also gave them pensions if they didn't have a retirement through Social Security.
Okay, so they were recognized as veterans, but they weren't recognized as veterans with full benefits? Is that the difference?
Well, the difference was that they were recognized as state veterans, which is sort of like the Alaska Defense Force that we have today. They would have certain statewide benefits, but they did not have any federal benefits. And with the recognition as federal military service, just like anybody that serves on active duty, this allowed them to have all of the benefits that a normal active duty military person would receive.
And those benefits, you said, are a pension, headstone.
There was, matter of fact, the sad part about this is that if it would have been given to them in 1947 after their service, they would have had GI Bill packages, home loan packages, disability packages. You know, they would have been able to access all of those different benefits. But in 2000, a lot of the Alaska Territorial Guard members had already passed. Those that were left, some had attained some disability benefits, some medical coverage, pensions. It depends on what each individual would qualify for.
And so if the guard member has passed and their families fill out the discharge form, what happens?
Well, if the spouse is still there, the spouse will be eligible for the widow's death pension. And if the spouse is gone, then what is left is the children can get headstone for the person that served in Alaska Territorial Guard.
How many guard members have filled out these forms?
Well, currently today, we have about 2,200 forms that we have filled out. Some have been filled out by the family. Some are filled out by my office. If we can find enough information, then we will send that through the United States Army, and they'll issue discharges. There's some families, there's some of these members that their families are no longer around because the family members have actually passed. And so we're still, our goal is to get 100% of the 6,400. Today we've actually researched 3,200 of the 6,400 Alaska Territorial Guard members with 2,200 issued forms. Problems we run into is date of birth, date of death. communities. Sometimes their names don't match on the list. It's a real difficult and daunting task to do this research because a lot of times we're dealing with over 70 years of records, and a lot of records are missing.
And how many from the YK Delta have received these discharge papers?
I just have it generalized through the state. I'd have to look through here and break down each community within the YK Delta to see how many have actually received their discharges.
And is that the proper term, discharge papers?
Yes, actually, it's your honorable discharge form is issued from the United States Army. What we're doing is that we're doing a service to the veteran here in the state of Alaska to get these forms. The United States Army, their stance was is that our local veterans would have to ask them for the discharge. And what we have done is we went one step further and tried to find and issue these discharges or request these discharges on behalf of our veterans.
How is the state dispersing these papers?
Well, we do it two ways. We contact the villages in which they come from if we have no contact with any family to let them know we have these forms. The second way we do it is through family members will contact us and request a discharge be issued. And once the discharge is issued, I will send an Alaska Territorial Guard medal along with an ATG patch and a certificate signed that states their service in the Alaska Territorial Guard from the state of Alaska, and they'll also receive an honorable discharge document from the United States Army and a DD Form 214 equivalent, which is what authorizes you the military benefits.
What benefits were they already receiving from the state of Alaska prior to 2000 when they received federal benefits?
The only thing that they had received from the state of Alaska, the Governor Frank Murkowski had issued a certificate of appreciation for their service in the Alaska Territorial Guard. That is all that's been done per date.
And so when did those certificates start being issued?
Well, they actually started right after 1947. Governor Gruening started the first set, and then they have sort of you could call it ebb and flow. We've had quite a few issued by different governors through the period of time, and the last set was done by Governor Murkowski.
And that's on the state to do? It's not on the federal agents to do?
Well, we have taken this task. This is an additional task. This is something that we do because it's the right thing to do for Alaskans. The federal government would probably send discharges to the veteran, but that is if the veteran requests and after the proper documentation to prove that they served in the Alaska Territorial Guard. What we have done in my office is that we have actually done all the research. We pulled all the 70-year-old documents into my office and verified and come up with an authoritative list for all of the people that have served in the Alaska Territorial Guard. We got that accepted by the federal government as the authoritative list of all the members that have served in the territory of Alaska. And then what we do from that list is that we break down each community and try and get discharges issued even before the family requests them. And so far, we probably average 300 to 400 discharge requests a year because it's quite a lot of work to fill out all of the documentation to get the Army to issue the honorable discharge forms.
Is it estimated how many ATG members are still alive?
You know, I don't believe that there's that many. We used to have 25 ATG members that were retired from the National Guard. We're down to about 9 now currently. We don't have a lot of living ATG members, and we do find them from time to time where someone will stand up and say they were in the Alaska Territorial Guard and we'll find their name on the list. But it isn't really that often. Finding living ATG members is virtually like trying to catch the wind sometimes. They're at that age where they're, you know, they're late 80s, early 90s, sometimes really late 90s. And so it gives you an idea that this is a really small group of people in our state.
Anything else that you'd like to add that we didn't cover?
No, it's just really important for the families to try and get these documents completed. The biggest reason for that is each veteran that serves in the military should have a personnel file in the National Archives. And just because someone decided to disband the Alaska Territorial Guard in 1947 and not do these documents doesn't mean the onus isn't on us to try and to create these documents, because 100 years from now, when someone discovers their their uncle or their aunt or their grandfather had served in the Alaska Territory Guard, they should be able to have access to those discharge documents so they can build their complete family history. And it also is a point of honor for veterans to be part of that group that's in that record system.
Thank you.
Thank you.